Jeff and his team usually come at the beginning of the year of January 2025, and the weather got us this year, so he has agreed to present auctions over the year, which I'm super excited about. Everybody welcome our very own Jeff Sisk.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, before I get started, I want to give out some thank yous because I'm not quite sure I'm the person that should be standing up here delivering this, but I'm going to do the best that I can. William Turner, we were able to find a paper that he wrote back in 1976 talking about the history of the Rotary Club. Tammy helped me out tremendously with this. I had gotten with her a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I need some help. And who else to go to but Tammy? And she was able to send me several things. But the history of the Rotary Club, let a goat help a kid get a sheepskin. Do you remember writing that, William? 1976 is when he wrote that. And we'll go through here. And, you know, the topic is WHOP and the auction, but we're just one of the partners of many that helped facilitate this auction over 75 years. And we were there when they started, and when they came to Mr. Lackey and asked, or I think Mr. Lackey reached out and said that he wanted to donate some time to the Rotary Auction, and they were able to do that. Some of this that I mentioned, you've already heard, you know this, but maybe some in the room aren't familiar with some of this information. And again, the first part's going to be from some of William's writings, talking about the fabulous 50s, the 1950 to 1959. And of course, the Rotary Auction was established in 1951. And of course, the Goat Club came along, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on too. The Century Club, and then of course the Student Loan Fund is one of the tremendous successes. You can tell 1976, nothing was mentioned about the Rotary Scholars. So obviously that was way, way off in the future for that. Now, the idea of the Student Loan Fund to help students obtain a college education originated in the club in 1949. And July 22nd of that year, they got together in the home. Apparently, they met in homes at that time instead of meeting at the Memorial Building. And they did that in July 22nd of 49. And they met in the home of President Gallaudet at that time. And Wallace Henderson was there, made a motion. W.E. Burton, they recommended to the board of directors that they start the Rotary Loan Fund. So that was 2 years before the auction. So you can see why the auction kind of came around 2 years later. They had to find out a way to fund this instead of just having donations and things like that. So on a meeting on September 2nd, 1950, the Enquirer Club devoted to a discussion of creating the youth program. So they did that. Now, here's where we start with the radio station and the auctions. They say the best money ever spent was $300, May 22nd, 1951. Club members traveled to Atlantic City, and the members that went were, let's see here, past president James Pierce, president-elect James V. Duncan, and they went to the Rotary Convention in Atlantic City. And from that auction, that's where they first heard of a radio auction. And similar events had already been conducted down here in Kentucky. Did you know that they had already been doing those in Glasgow, Bowling Green, Lexington, and Paducah? And I'm sure that the Lackeys had something to do with the one in Paducah as well, because they owned radio stations there, WPAD at the time. And I would imagine that they were already familiar with the Rotary auctions then. And that's why they started to do that. So on July 3rd, that's when they heard the report from those that went to Atlantic City, and that was when the auction was formed. Now, when the radio station comes along, the dates for the first auction were set on July 24th, and Ernest Dutch Lackey, the owner of the radio station at that time, along with his brothers, from WHOP, contacted club officers and graciously offered free airtime for the auction, something that we are proud to do to this day. Now, we do receive funds from the Rotary Club, but that is to promote the Rotary auction, and we also host the site now that has all of the donors listed. So if you donate, it will be listed on our website, and we started that several years ago. it was dropped. One source dropped it, and we picked it up. So we were able to do that. Mayor Lackey and Roger Jeffers, they continued that. Mike Chadwell has continued that, and of course I have continued that to this day. And we continue to air it on 98.7. When it started out, you'll notice that it was on the AM. There was a time that the AM was the big dog. Everybody listened to the, and the FM was just there. It was kind of almost like it was in the way. Now that all changed in 1982, but I believe it was Robert Harper. Tammy, Robert Harper, he brought some of these by, and this is from, I'm looking to see if it's got a year on it. Well, this was the 34th auction, 81, yeah.
I was born.
You were born the year.
Good year.
Yeah. But, and then the number at that time was 885-CARE, 2273, so the number has changed a lot in that time, but it's always been, and yeah, this is the 34th auction, and I'll tell you a little bit later on, I have a list of every auction and the theme and the money raised, and it'll be interesting to note that when it first started, there was no theme. The first theme was in 1984, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I'm sure William remembers that. William's auction was the first one that had a theme. So we'll talk about some of those. And it's interesting to go through and look at all the themes because I can't hardly remember what I did yesterday. But, you know, you look back and the themes match up with the person. So whoever the auction chair was, you get an idea if you know that person and some of their interests. The theme is really based around their interests. So we'll take a look at those a little bit later on. But here's one from the 31st Rotary Auction. Hasn't changed a whole lot, but there's one from the 31st auction, and then here's one from the 28th auction, and they use pretty heavy paper on this one. This is pretty good. This is cardboard here. This is pretty good stuff here. But you can see, and the number, let's see, 886817. Yeah, the number's changed a little bit through the years, but we've had the several number now for as long as I can remember. But as you can see down at the bottom, the FM came along, and I'm sure they simulcast it before, but most of them, like the 31st, didn't even mention the FM. You know, it's like it was just, you know, taking up electricity, basically, was all it was doing. But you can see it lists the AM. And we made the decision, it's been several years ago, that we got away from simulcasting a lot of stuff. We don't simulcast a lot now unless it's an emergency, severe weather, things like that. We try to keep everything separate and not have the same thing on all of our stations unless we just have to. You can see that it was on AM there. And there's been some times, but most of the time it's been on 98.7. And we hope to be able to keep it on there as long as we can on that one. That's the big one. That's the Southern Indiana, Northern Alabama, Glasgow to Mississippi River. So we have an owner that is very much into the community. So we hope to be able to keep it on 98.7 as long as we can. But other media decided that they wanted to help as well. And at that time, Rotarians Bill Higgins and Hal King, they were with radio station WKOA, which is now WHVO. Rotarian Bob Carter, he was a general manager of the Kentucky New Era. They also got in and helped out as well. That very first auction, it opened on a Monday night. It was August 6, 1951, and it was in the new Farm Bureau building on West 9th Street. And it was conducted for 5 nights, but they skipped some nights, and I'll get into that here. It was on August 6th, skipped the 7th, went to the 8th, skipped the 9th and 10th, went to the 11th, 13th and 18th. So, you know, they kind of drew that thing out a little bit there, basically over 12 days. I'm not in favor of that. I like condensing it into one thing, but not being able to talk to some folks that were around at that time, I'm going to suspect that was airtime that the radio station could donate at that time. Back then, we carried programs from CBS, and we got paid to air those programs. So I would imagine that they worked the dates out so that the station wouldn't lose money on those nights that they were carrying, you know, Gunsmoke and Guiding Light and all those things we watch now were on the radio at that time. The first night auctioneers were Charles Crabtree, Dr. Jack Harned, W.E. Richardson, J. Charles Fleming, Wallace Henderson. Wallace Henderson's pretty prominent in the club. His name shows up a lot in these writings from William. Let's see here. Dr. Joe Stone, W.E. Burton, and W. Jeff Hammond. 49 items were sold for $514 that night. And again, it didn't start till 8:30. Think about that. It did not start till 8:30 that night. So again, that's what made me think on these dates where they were so spread out that CBS Radio was controlling that radio station and the money that they paid, because I'm not sure why you would start at 8:30, but they did. They started at 8:30 and went to 10. Well, it could be. Could very well be. Yeah, could very well be. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it was because of the commitments that the station had at that time with Columbia Broadcasting at the time. Now we just call it CBS. When the auction was over, the receipts totaled $3,618.36. And that was beyond, you know, according to these writings, beyond anything that they thought would be raised on that very first auction. Now, the last night's auction began with the offering of a $8 billy goat. And that's where the goat started. That's when it started for $8. And it was donated by the Honest John's Club. I know very little about that, but that's who donated that goat. And it was W. Jeff Hammond. It was his responsibility to sell it. So Miss Mamie Gates, she phoned in a $10 bid, and then she just gave it back. She didn't want the goat. So that's how the story of the goat came along. And they continued that year after year, and it still goes on to this day. Jeff Hammond was later known as the Old Goat Man. And I think we call William the Old Goat Man now. So very, very fitting for that. I believe, let's see here, 1952 is the first time that it was is held here in the Memorial Building. Was the first time, 1952. And that's where the suggested auction slogan wasn't a theme, it was just a slogan, and that's where let a goat help a kid get a sheepskin. Now, the auction's been recognized throughout the years. February 1953, the Governor Award, a citation and plaque was presented at the Louisville District Conference to the Hopkinsville Rotary Club for community service, and I think we can prove that we have kept that up through the years, been able to do that. I'll just run through here real quick. Several highlights in the decade of the 50s was, did you know there used to be a parade to kick off the Rotary auction? It says here, let me see, 1950, yeah, run it back, 1953 to 1959. Now, this is the first mention of Rotarians dressing the same, I guess, for the auction. You know, we all wear the same shirt now, you know, hats. Rotarians wore Texas-style hats, Kentucky Colonel ties, and carried canes. Wow. Want to roll that back there, Travis? You don't want to run that back? School nights were inaugurated in 1954, and the Country Store in 1955. And then there was a junior goat club. So I'm assuming that had to do with students. Is that correct? Yeah, William's shaking his head. Yep. And then the new rock and roll checkered caps came in 1957 for that. Another auction tradition, the Century Club. That was added in 1957. So you can see we've the core of the auction is what we do now. Yes, there have been changes with the big board, and I'm going to mention later on something that happened in around 1984 that was big for the auction as well. But pretty much the John Ramsey offered to give a dinner to all who gave $100 to the Goat Club, and 20 Rotarians each purchased $100 memberships that year, and then it's just gone on ever since for that. Game changer for the club was around 1984 when the local TV station, TV 43, approached the club and decided that they were going to offer that over the air. It was a brand new, and some of you know, it was a brand new TV station here owned by the Kentucky New Era. DJ Everett ran that station when it was in its heyday. Mr. Everett ran that station. Of course, it went away, but today the auction still continues online. We've just changed the way. You can still watch it, but obviously it's on YouTube and Facebook and landing any luck on the city yet. Working on it. Well, I know. I'll talk to you afterwards. We can make it work. I don't know if they would like it, but we can make it work and get it on that city TV channel. But again, it's been online ever since. But that, you know, I think that was a big turning point for the auction. Obviously, 1951, you had to have a way to get it to the people that didn't come down, so the radio was great, and then the TV was a great addition to the Rotary offerings. Now, talk a little bit about how we got it back to the station. Just some get into the weeds here. A lot of it was through telephone at that time, just through the telephone line. I'm sure it was. Some of it may still be back here. I don't know. I can tell you why this doesn't work.
It's the same from 1951.
Yeah, I was going to say it's from whenever the building opened. It looks like so. But nonetheless, there are probably telephone jacks at one time were under here, and you just basically, it was on the doing it that way. Now, I just take a phone, it's like an iPhone 5, it's that old, but it still runs the app, and I can run it through a phone now. A little bitty phone is all that we need to get that on the air.
Use a flip phone?
Does it have a headphone jack? Does it have a headphone jack? No, he don't know. Yeah, no, I got to have a headphone jack. No, but now it's and now the technology is the way it is. All of the stations around here and in the country have the same technology, and it sounds just like you're at the Memorial Building. Computers run it, turn it on, turn it off. It's come a long way from having to have somebody. You know, I was thinking, I've been in the club probably going on 20 years, 15 to 20 years. I can't remember the exact date. But I've actually been involved with the auction a lot more because I would be the one at the station that was responsible for turning it on and turning it off. So that goes back probably 40 years that I've had something. Those were the great times because you knew for 3 hours you didn't have to do anything. Because you just turn it on and let it go. And they took care of the IDs from here. We didn't have to do a thing. Man, that was a great. You know, when you work 4 to 11 at night, those 3 hours to not have to do anything, that was nice. But it's come a long way, obviously, with technology and the way we do things now. You know, the way that John Richards can sit out there and sit at a board no bigger than this right here and run the whole auction off of that. So it has come a long way. Tammy helped me with this. This is a list of all the themes and who chaired those auctions. Of course, I mentioned James V. Duncan. He was the auction chair for the very first one, 1951. And as I said, raised $3,558.36. There was not a theme until 1984. And the theme was On Track for Youth. That was William T. Turner. And that auction raised $57,205.52. And I thought it'd be kind of neat to go through and look at it at milestones. The first auction that raised $100,000 And I'm thinking they probably gave some money to round that off because it's even. It's 100,000 even. There's no change. There's no, you know, somebody wrote a check to make that $100,000 even. That was Beverly Greenwood. And his theme that year was achieving goals for youth. A lot of them have youth in the title, which that, you know, that's what we do. Now we go from 87 to 1994. That's the first auction that raised 200,000 or more. And that was Gary Haddock's Fields of Dreams, Planting Seeds for the Future, $206,413.49. Now the next auction to raise at least 300,000 came in 2007, and he's here today. You remember that year? He's back. There you go. He remembers. Shoot for Stars was the theme that year. Russ Guffey. That was $308,162.23. Now, I looked for a $400,000. We just blew that out of the water. We just skipped over that. We skipped all the way over $400,000. We went from $400,000 to the next one being... let's see here. Well, it was close. I'm going to give him some credit. Cody Knopfsinger's Building the Foundation was $397,832.94. So he was close to $400,000. But we went from 1 year from, let's see here, from 2021 to 2022. And I'm going to say it, but it's a volunteer tradition. The volunteer part. The big orange, go big O, or whatever they say. Yeah.
Rocky Flop.
Yeah, Rocky Flop. Okay. Andrew Wilson, went from $397,832 to $536,334.85. And it's been up every year since then. And, of course, last year's Kelly's was a little bit over $560,000. Through 74 auctions... And again, this is a number that you may know, and if you don't, I'll tell you. $11,554,844.33 through 74 auctions. That's something else.
Jeff.
Yes.
You mentioned Scott Cowell's auction with COVID. Nobody was here, and here.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting there. I was going to mention those two back to back.
There you go.
Yeah. Scott's and I think it's Scott and Cody, right? Scott and Cody. Scott had his in September. Is that right? Yeah. That was one of the few times that we had to bump him to another station because UK played on that Saturday. Sorry. I mean, we do have limitations, you know. but Scott's auction in 2020, if you remember, there's nobody here. You know, that was probably the toughest auction that we did. But we were determined to do that auction. A tradition of service above self was his theme. He raised $255,152.96, which was just amazing. Couldn't be anybody here, so... There's no diner money to speak of, I don't guess. I don't think we even did the diner then, did we? We didn't have the diner, did we? We couldn't.
We sold butts.
You sold butts, yeah.
Yes.
But then that following April, that's when Cody did almost 400. So I'm just going to round off, and you're talking about $650,000 in a six-month period. Now think about that, you know, because you're going back to those same people 2 months later, you know, getting items to auction off. But luckily we survived that. We made that through that. But again, of course, Landon's this year is financing our future. Just out of curiosity, if you would raise your hand if you chaired an auction, please, if you're in here. Look at all those hands. Look at that. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are what, and gals are what make that happen. One other thing I wanted to mention was there have been three ladies that I can find on here that have chaired an auction. The first one was in 1999, our student's Pride of the Pennerile. That was Penny Tuning. $265,451.11. And then the one that got me involved in this little speech today, I can't tell her no, I'm sorry, Kylie Killebrew. 2018, A Brilliant Future Through Education, $320,000. Then, of course, Kelly this past year, and I'm going to try it again. I had trouble with it last year. Purposeful Pathways. There we go. There we go. I'll leave that up to a teacher to come up with one like that. But, I mean, you can go through here. This is really neat. I'm going to keep up with this. But, you know, just to look at some of the themes. Let's see here. The Richard Grogan's was an Olympic year for youth. Leroy Tuning's a Rotary Run for the Roses, a race to educate our youth. Edwin White, Rotary Masters. I wonder why. You know, Rotary Masters on course for youth. Peter McDonald was Rotary 500, race to education. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I think most of you, I'm assuming everyone that raised your hand, you can remember your theme, right? You're all good. You're all good on that. But that's kind of just a nutshell. Again, I appreciate everyone coming out today. I don't know that I was the one that maybe was best suited for this, but like I said, when Kylie asked, I guess I wasn't paying attention and said yes and realized what I'd gotten myself into.
You missed a meeting.
I missed a meeting, yeah. I can talk about the radio station all day. But then my knowledge, because I've only been in the club a certain amount of time. But again, thank you for all of you, all of those that to step up. And it's a big undertaking, Landon and everyone that has chaired an auction and all the people that it takes to do this. So any questions or anything? Yes, sir. One woman. Who'd I leave out? What year? Do you know? Oh. Well, let me look through here real quick. If I did, I apologize if there is anyone here today. If I did, I want to say that's probably around the 80s, in the 80s, you think? Would that have been around the 80s for Alma? In the 90s? I don't see her name on here, George.
She just made George wear long
sleeves. Did she make you wear long sleeve? Is that right? Yeah, yeah. No, I made sure if I was going to mention the women that had chaired an auction that I'd double check that to make sure. So
he had a tattoo sleeve. He had a tattoo.
Penny Tuning will tell you.
Yeah, yeah. She was the first, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
One thing I think we'll probably need to add in our history is when we went off TV some of the antics that people would do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, if he danced, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of different. As you look, you know, Pat, where are you going?
Yeah, nice try.
You remember Pat in the, what was it, the Lulu Row? Is that what it was? When you had. Yeah, but it was all for the kids, right? It was all for the kids. Yeah, there have been auctions through the years. There have been some pretty good annex and things. Just raise money and do that.
Hey,
yeah.
My first auction was the 60th.
Uh-huh.
Selby, and he came up with a big board idea.
Right.
And I remember we sold a car.
Yeah.
He got a used car.
It
was great.
Yeah. 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 There's a lot of. A lot of great ideas, and of course, the big board is one of them. Yes, another question, Russ.
I was going to say, one depot caveat to all of this, probably my favorite story is the car auction. At the Atlantic City convention, they went to, the group that went to a breakout session on fundraising ideas.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Right.
And they went in, and there was
couple of speakers later got up, they went through different things. Another group said, we've tried an auction, it failed. That group came back and said, folks, we got an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we don't fail.
Right, no, we don't fail. Of course, everybody remembers the table that we had up here that was going to fall down and the microphone wouldn't stay up. And
wasn't you that dressed in drag?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, to raise money, Jim. Yeah, yeah.
It ain't going to be this year.
Yeah, you got to have fun. You got to have fun. But, you know, there are a lot of great stories. I would just recommend, just for a history aspect of it, if you've got stories like that, just jot them down sometime and just give them to somebody. Yeah, you know, because obviously, you know, I can't remember everything. You know, there are people that have specialties. You know, they know exactly when this happened. And, you know, like all these, you know, like the 60th and Russ talking about that. You know, I would just suggest you just write it all down. Then that way, maybe at some point we could put something together. But we are proud at the radio station to carry the auction every year. When the new owners came along in 1999, that was one of the first things we told them, that we do this and we need to continue to do this. And they've never questioned us from the beginning on, you know, giving up that airtime. Roughly 21 hours a week, basically, that we donate. And we're glad to do it, you know. A lot of people say WHOP, it stands for HOP, for Hopkinsville. Well, really, it's we help other people is what that really means. And I'm sure it was because of Hopkinsville to begin with, but later on it was just, you know, we help other people. That's like WSM is We Shield Millions. And that's for shelter insurance. But yeah, we're glad to be a part of the auction. I'm glad that I'm involved still. You got about six more years, and then I don't know after that, but we'll see. We'll see. But as long as I'm there, I'm going to fight for the auction to be on, and hopefully it will continue well beyond that, because it is a great service. For the community to be able to do that, and glad that Mr. Lackey stepped forward all those years ago to do that. Anything else? I know I'm starting to ramble now at 12:54. John, I did more than 20 minutes, buddy. 20 minutes. 20 minutes, buddy. More. Anything else? Thank you all again. I appreciate it.